Hi, I'm Stevie, and in the last few years, I have built a wildly successful seven-figure business selling courses and digital products. If you're looking to create, launch, and scale a flagship digital course, or maybe you already have an online course and you want me to spill my secrets, this is the podcast for you. I believe with Wi-Fi, a little strategy, and someone to show you the way, anything is possible. Let's do this. Want to know more about Launchpad, which is my 12-month high-touch group coaching program where I teach you how to create, launch, and scale your flagship online course? Head to steviesayssocial.com/launchpad now, and I'll give you access to a free training where I break down the entire strategy for a profitable, sustainable online course business, and you'll learn all about the program as well. That's steviesayssocial.com/launchpad. Every day this week over on Facebook, on my Facebook business page, I'm going live with 5 days of course creation classes, and I have decided to add those classes, the recordings of them, onto the podcast here. So every day you are getting a daily podcast, essentially. Let's get into today's daily Facebook Live 5 days of course creation classes podcast episode. Lucky you. Today is day 5 of 5 days of course creation classes, and we're talking about how to map your course curriculum the easy breezy way. I love this lesson because it really ties everything together in terms of the things we've been talking about this week, which is why a flagship course is the bomb diggity, which is the best way and the best method to sell your course, and then how to choose a topic and then a transformation that is going to convert. And so today what we're really doing is kind of moving the next step on from creating a really tantalizing transformation, and that is all about how to actually have that transformation, the one sentence, you know, statement that really sums up what your online course is about, and how to map it into a course curriculum. Now, you hear people talk about the marketing side of online courses until the cows come home, and trust me, I love the marketing side of online courses, but this is really about the delivery side, which is pretty important, right? You need to have a banging course that delivers. So if you have any questions in relation to today's live, what I'm actually going to encourage you to do is to apply for the training on Monday. So this is the last chance to apply for the training on Monday, where I'm going to go through the strategy behind creating, launching, and scaling a flagship digital course and what that involves. And so I'm going to dive deep. It's literally going into what is your goal? So let's say you want to get to 10K revenue months. Let's say you want to make $1 million. Like, and then what does that actually look like? How can you reverse engineer that into a roadmap that is step by step, that makes sense, and that will allow you to achieve your goals without feeling overwhelmed, without not knowing what to do next, and even if you've never created a course before? Because if you're a service provider, you're in a completely different business model, right? So if you'd like to come to that training, and Tanya, I will see you at the training. That is steviesayssocial.com/launchpad. So last chance to apply is pretty much now, and I would love to see your application. So that will be the opportunity to ask all of the questions too. I will answer every single question you have on course creation, on Launchpad, which is obviously our 12-month high-level group coaching program, and we're doing a price rise on that program as well at the end of the Australian financial year, which is just around the corner. How on earth is it June? I do not know. All right, cool. So as I said, application only. I'll skip over that slide there. Cool. All right. So let's get into curriculum. Now, you might be thinking, this is so boring, or you might be thinking this is so exciting, depending on what sort of person you are. I find it really exciting, and I am a marketing person, but like I've said a couple of times in the 5 days of training that we've done so far, a banging course that delivers stellar results for your perfect fit student is actually going to be the best marketing strategy for your course. And so that's why yesterday we really defined that tangible transformation that your course delivers to people, Because when you can really articulate what the specific result is, you can, number one, put that into your marketing so that there's never any confusion, which is really important when you've got like a really intangible asset like a digital course, right? But also it allows you to create a course that doesn't have all of the filler and no killer. It's got all of the killer, no filler. Yes. All right. So an online course really needs to deliver the transformation in the quickest, most efficient way possible. You don't want to have a whole heap of information in there that is not going to be relevant. People have enough information online, right? And so really the reason why they're purchasing an online course is because they want the shortcut. And we went through this yesterday. And so less is more. So what I want you to ask yourself when it comes to like mapping out your curriculum is how can you get your student from point A, so where they currently are, the problem that they currently have, to point B, which is where they want to be, and deliver that transformation in the quickest, most efficient way possible without missing a single thing, right? So it's kind of this delicate balancing act where you're like, you don't want to put too much in, but then you don't want to put too little in where it's not a flagship course delivering a valuable transformation. And so like, what is that beautiful sweet spot in the middle? So you would have seen this yesterday, but really like the transformation is taking people from where they are to where they want to be. And the course is the vehicle that facilitates that transformation. So it is the line that runs from where they are, and then all of your course materials and all of the things that are in your course will run all the way through to where it is that your people ultimately want to be. Okay. So that is where your curriculum outline comes in. And this is one of the many activities that we do in phase one of Launchpad when it comes to designing your offer. We're really bullish about spending a lot of time in the offer design phase because it can be really, you know, enticing to get to the sexy part of marketing, et cetera. But you can't market a bad offer, right? A bad offer will not convert. And so it is so critical that we get that right. So this is one of the steps that we go through. Now, the purpose of your curriculum outline is really to map out the content of your course from start to finish with modules, lessons, and learning outcomes that all tie back to the transformation that your course provides. It's also where you define the implementation tools, the length, the delivery, all of the things that you're going to use when it comes to actually creating your course. So here are the steps we're going to go through. I'm going to go through in order all of the steps that you will follow to create a really transformational online course. So step number one is to brainstorm 4 to 8 key steps that your student must take to get from point A to B and deliver the transformation that your course is going to provide. Now, these 4 to 8 steps are going to become the modules of your course, right? So your potential student currently has a problem. There's a whole, they want to be kind of like at a different spot, and there's a big gap between A and Z, right? And so what are the 4 to 8 steps that's going to get them in a really sequential way from where they currently are, so the problem that they currently have, all the way through, so big steps to where it is that they want to be. And so that is what the modules of your course are going to do. And so once you have those mapped out, once you have those 4 to 8 key steps, what you're then going to do is turn those into the big rocks of your course, right? And those rocks are called modules. So module 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, for example. So visually, that is kind of like the flow, okay? So step number 2 is under each of those big key steps, so under each of those modules that you've got, you're going to list the key things that a student must do, know, and have in order to complete that step. And so a great way of doing this is to use post-it notes and to visually do it, or you could use a Trello board or any sort of Kanban board in a project management system is a really great way to do this. Somewhere where you can actually move things around and order them around, right? So you're going to kind of decide those key steps with which are the modules. And then the way that I like to do it is a big brain dump of, okay, so let's say that module 1 is whatever the step is, right? What are all of the things that my Perfect Fit student needs to know, do, or have in order to complete that specific step? Now, once you have done that, you're actually then going to cull and order all of those steps into the order that looks right. So the way that I do it is I kind of like brainstorm it all out, and there might be, I do it digitally, so I use ClickUp as my project management system, and so I use a Kanban style here, and I'll map it all out. So I'll basically write them all out, and then I'll move them around. So what order does this need to go in, and what needs to be culled? Like, is everything absolutely essential in order to fulfill the big rock, which is the module? So visually, what it looks like is, you know, let's say you've got six modules, you've got six big rocks. And then the way that I like to visually kind of explain it is that under each of those big rocks are kind of pebbles, right? So they're going underneath. And so really the way that it works is you've got the overall transformation, right? Then you've got the modules, which are the core big rocks that people need in order to fulfill the transformation, to get them from where they are to where they want to be. And then the lessons are the little kind of pebbles that are fulfilling the rock. And so you'll have this big transformation, and it can be hard to kind of articulate, okay, so how is my course going to deliver on that? And this is how it happens in a step-by-step way. You articulate the problem, you articulate where they want to be and the promise. What are the big steps in order to get there? And then what are the lessons that are going to leave no doubt in the mind of your student that that has been fulfilled, right? So if there's a module or a lesson that isn't critical to achieving the transformation, you need to do like a really ruthless cull. And so I have heard in the context of writing a book, the concept of killing your darlings. So like, you know, you might write a big 50,000 word manuscript, and then you need to go through and kill off your darlings. You need to cut it down, right? And it can be like a really difficult thing to do. But you need to keep thinking that you need to facilitate this transformation in the most efficient way possible. And so you need to really critically look at all of the work you've done in defining the modules and the lessons and think, how can I make this more efficient? How can I make this more efficient? How can I make this more efficient? You'll do a first pass, you'll do a second pass, you'll do a third pass of it, and you'll make sure that you've really refined it to where it needs to be. Now, this is something that will continually happen over time as well. Once you actually start having students going through the course, I guarantee you that you'll start to refine it even more. I've never had a course or program where I haven't done that. I've even done it inside of Launchpad. I go through the exact same process. And you see how your students start to experience the course, and you start to get light bulb moments where you're like, aha, okay, I can actually make this easier for them. I can make this more efficient for them. I can cut this out, or maybe I need to improve this or add something back in. So once you've got your modules and once you've got your lessons, step number three is to define your learning outcomes. And your learning outcomes are basically the tangible outcomes that each of the lessons in your course delivers. So basically what you need to do here is make it really clear what your student needs to do by the end of your course. Okay, so how does this work? Let me explain it for you. Going back to our big kind of bird's eye view of our course, we've got our overall transformation, which is taking people from where they are to where they want to be. Then we've got our rocks, which is the modules. And then we've got our lessons, which are fulfilling on the rocks, which are our modules. And so what I want you to think of learning outcomes as are the smaller pebbles, the micro pebbles that are basically facilitating the outcome of the lesson, right? And so you can start to see how it all works together. The learning outcomes are fulfilling the promise of the lesson. The lessons are fulfilling the promise of the modules. The modules are fulfilling the promise of the transformation. And that then becomes a really robust course that is delivering on the promise that you're making to your student to overcome the problem and where they currently are. So hopefully you can see how this all starts to come together. Now, when it comes to your learning outcomes, you can't be fluffy about it. And this is where you're really going to be forced to think about how every lesson facilitates the transformation. You need to be measurable, you need to be specific, and you need to be action-based. So let me show you a couple of examples of what that looks like. What I don't want you to do is use too many words like learn what social media is, understand how social media works, right? People aren't there for information. They're there for transformation. And so what is the action-based learning outcome for everything that you are facilitating inside of your course? So an example of a great learning outcome is install the project management, the Launchpad project management system templates and SOPs into your business. So there is no doubt that this is fulfilled or it isn't fulfilled by the end of the lesson. There is like no gray area. So, you know, how do you prove that you understand how social media works? It's very intangible, right? And what I do say to my clients inside of Launchpad is I'll let you have one of those lessons inside of your module because you might need an overview or a little bit of an understanding of the concept. But then you really need to have actionable lessons that have learning outcomes that you can prove whether are fulfilled or not by the end of the lesson. And this, I promise you, will stop you from being in any way fluffy when it comes to your online course, which is something that can happen when you're first starting out. So step number four then, once you've got your modules, once you've got your lessons, once you've got your learning outcomes, is you're going to decide on the very best way to deliver your course. Now, I want to dispel a few common myths when it comes to this. So number one is that your course doesn't need to be just slides and voiceover because that's what others do. Now, this is something that I did in my first online course and I sent out a program survey and somebody came back and they were like, you know, it's death by slides, Stevie. And I was like, oh, right. So I don't have to do it that way, right? You've got to think about the learning experience for your students. You don't need to stick to the same course delivery method for every lesson. And it can be really good to mix it up, right? So you might have head to camera. You might have, we've got a whole big long list of options inside of Launchpad. You don't need video for every lesson. So this is a really big one. You don't need to have people sit through hours and hours of videos. You want them to take action. So sometimes it might just be a template or a resource or a document that you're pointing people to rather than making them sit through hours of theory, right? You don't need to be on camera for every lesson. So you don't need to have a really high production quality experience. You don't need to be on camera for every single lesson. And the last one is kind of going back to what I was saying before. Your lessons don't need to be studio quality video production. You don't need to obsess over that, especially you don't need to obsess over that at the expense of the transformation that your content delivers, right? So I am, especially inside of all of my own programs, which any of my clients would know, I'm very much about actionable, valuable, efficient content that is facilitating a transformation rather than fluffy, high production quality kind of lessons, right? And it doesn't need to be either or, but one big thing that I do find is that when you start to obsess over one, it sometimes comes at the expense of the other. The other thing with really high studio production quality lessons is that it can be a perfectionism thing that causes procrastination, that stems from fear, that means that you never actually get it done in the first place. You need to keep in mind that your course is a living, breathing thing. The way that it starts isn't always going to be the way that it ends. And so you can constantly be upgrading it once you have students going through and getting results, which is going to make your course profitable, which is going to give you the income and budget to do that. So three different factors that come into play when we're talking about the best way to deliver your course. Number one, you need to think about the delivery method that best suits you. So are you somebody that really thrives on a certain method of delivery? You need to think about the delivery method that best suits the content. So it's not always going to be a great idea to do a video lesson if you're doing maybe a mindset lesson and you want them to listen to it when they're out on a podcast, when they're out listening to a podcast walking, right? So think about the delivery method that best suits the content. And then think about the delivery method that best suits your students. So going back to kind of audio lessons, right? Let's say you've got busy mums as your perfect fit student. Maybe it's not going to be in their best interest to have slide lessons for absolutely everything. And maybe audio is a better way to go, right? So you need to think about those three things. And I want you to visualize them as like a Venn diagram. So the three different things in there can be a really great way to do that. So step number five is to decide on your implementation tools, okay? And so adding implementation tools are really the way that students are going to achieve that learning outcome more efficiently and more effectively. So you've got your transformation, you've got your modules, you've got your lessons, you've got your learning outcomes. So how can you easily or more easily facilitate that learning outcome? And this is where it all starts to tie together. So like I said, don't feel like every lesson needs to be a video or audio presentation if just the implementation tool will suffice. So how can you make things more efficient for your perfect fit students? So like, for example, inside of Launchpad, we have like so many templates. Like we have a sales page template, sales email templates, caption templates, all of your launch copy, everything is included in there. Design templates, Canva templates, webinar slides, webinar outlines, everything that you need in order to implement easily, rather than hours and hours of theory on online course creation and marketing, because that is what people don't need. Ain't nobody got time for that. So how can you provide really action-based implementation tools to make life easier for your perfect fit student? And that is just something I can't underestimate. So I, even inside of Launchpad, started off with a lot of lessons around kind of, for example, we have what is called a light launch where you go through and you create a light launch. I won't go into the details of it. But I started off with a heap of lessons in there, and then I realized that's just going to make people take longer to get through things. So how can I make this easier? I'll provide 60 pages of social templates for you instead so that you don't have to reinvent the reel and write everything out yourself. I'll provide the webinar presentation and the slides, insert this thing here, do this thing here, do this thing here, right? I'll provide pages and pages of sales emails rather than telling you what you should be putting in yours. You just use the templates instead, right? So it is the backbone of what you teach when it comes to your curriculum outline. It is really like the skeleton, the framework that you need to have sorted first before you then dive in and start creating all of your lessons haphazardly without looking at your North Star, which is that transformation. And so going back to the transformation here, that is really the North Star. And so what I want you to understand is really there's the problem, the promise, the overall transformation, which is your course, and then it's facilitated in a really methodical way by defining your modules, defining your lessons, defining your learning outcomes, what is the delivery method, and what is the implementation tool. And so this is actually a homework assignment inside of the Launchpad container where we literally have our eyes on our clients' work and we're kind of like, no, move this, do this here. You need to better facilitate the transformation. You need to take things out here. You need to put things in here. Because a great course is one of the most important things when it comes to a course that sells, because you might launch the course the first time and have wild success with it. But if you're not delivering inside, people talk. Right? And you are not going to have the referrals, you're not going to have the testimonials, you're not going to get the results, all of that sort of thing the next time around. And so I wanted to focus in this 5 days on some of the nitty-gritty of the course creation. And obviously we go into all of the marketing and all of the other things inside of Launchpad. But if you don't have this stuff sorted, and this is literally, so this little piece here is just one of, I think there's about 11 tabs inside that design phase in Launchpad that we go through to make sure that you've got a really killer offer. Now, I do go through all of the phases in more detail in the training on Monday. I'm not going to kind of brag, but I feel like that this training is like the most valuable training I've ever created. And I'm so proud of it. I'm so excited for the guys that have applied so far to come along and actually check out the nitty-gritty of course creation in so much detail. And I would love to see your application. This is sort of the real last chance, guys. So if you do want to come along to the training, which is on Monday. We're not accepting applications like crazy all over the weekend. So please do get that in today. You just need to answer two questions. Number one, what are your goals? And what does your audience look like? And there is no right or wrong answer. It's just to make sure that you're the right fit to come along to the training, because it's very valuable IP on our side. So you can do that at steviesayssocial.com/launchpad. And I'm looking forward to seeing you all there. All right, guys, I'm going to leave it for now. If you've got any questions on the replay, please let me know. And you can obviously ask all of the questions in the training on Monday. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there. All right, bye. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you've made it this far, hopefully it means you've liked it. Make sure you hit subscribe so that you don't miss future episodes and leave me a quick rating and a review while you're there. I would be so, so grateful. Want to say hi? Head over to Instagram @StevieSaysSocial and send me a DM. Till next time.